This is Sire Buyer Monthly, and I'm your host, Scott Beck. And today, with me, as always, of course, is Sire Buyer Mike. Also with me today is my beautiful and lovely wife, Mallory Beck. All right, guys, we are here for one purpose and one purpose only today. Today, we are going to be talking about the Sons of the Sire sale. That is going to be put on March 15th, 2025, by none other than Sire Buyer. Today, we are going to give you all the details so you know exactly how to get your bull in this sale. The Sons of the Sire sale, guys, has been something we have been wanting to do for a long time here at Sire Buyer, and March 15, 2025 is going to be the day that it all happens. After the podcast is over, if you guys have more questions about Sons of the Sires, you can email into info@sirebuyer.com, or you can give me a call personally at 402-649-2562. I am really excited about this sale. I can't wait to get into this podcast. Okay, boys and girls, buckle up. Here we go.
We the red painters, tailgaters, George Straiters, ill raisers, heartbreakers, mark makers, about to pour it on a Friday night. When the odds come calling, gotta listen up, throw it down, belly up, trying to catch a buzz. Pick me up in that old pickup, kicking up a cloud of dust. Here we go.
If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
We're on a way to trains, there's no doubt about it. Here we go. We down one-timers, midnighters, moonshiners, outsiders, long-lifers, flag flyers, yeah, you know we're out of dyers. When that jukebox comes calling, gotta listen up, heel toe, do-si-do, little roots and dub, fire it up, let them horses run, we about to get it done, here we go.
Your sire's not hot unless he's on the squad. Check out our sires today on www.sirebuyer.com.
Everybody, and welcome to Sire Buyer Monthly. Today with me, I got
part four.
With me today is Sire Buyer. We're gonna explain that here in a minute. With me today is Sire Buyer Mike.
How's it going?
And my beautiful, lovely wife, Mallory Beck.
Hi there.
I'm glad you're here. Otherwise, I might have already choked him out.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have been here, this wouldn't have ended well.
We're doing great.
Really wasn't well.
You were a great referee so far.
We're doing great,
man.
Yeah.
We recorded what, about 30 minutes of the
yeah,
podcast?
We recorded the first segment of the podcast. And
I don't know where it went. No. I don't have a clue.
It happens.
I'm very, very sorry. Yeah, that was tough.
Actually, it doesn't happen. That's very rare.
It doesn't happen. It's never happened, actually, in the history of me doing this.
And you know, I was saying, just, you know, for all the fans out there, I was on point. I was killing it. I was saying all these funny things.
Thank goodness there's like four of them. So that's not, you know.
I mean, I don't know if I can duplicate this again.
No.
Definitely not.
We have to get over that and just start over. And
maybe this will be better. Like,
yeah, maybe this will be better.
I don't know. I mean, it was so good. That first segment, we were killing it.
We were. It was great.
Okay, let's set the table, Scott.
I agree.
Where do you get that?
What Mike, you want to set? Yeah, we kind of
Well, Mallory, you set the table.
Tell us where we are.
Our first dress rehearsal of the show today.
That's right.
Yeah. We're at Cork and Barrel in Columbus, Nebraska.
We love
Cork and Barrel.
Yeah, we do.
It's
amazing.
It's a great little space.
Yeah, we're back.
Other than the air conditioner.
Yeah. I have a new place next time in Seward.
Ooh, fancy.
Okay, good.
We need to try Spare Time.
Okay.
I think you guys will love it.
I love it. That's
very cool over there.
I want to check out the sister bar of this place, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think it's a little rowdier.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a big open garage kind of thing.
They play that. What's that new game that like old people play? Oh, you should be.
Pickleball?
That's it.
They play pickleball there?
Considering your wife knows what it is. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, pickle.
We're in Columbus.
Yeah.
And we got back to it.
But we're at the
Cork and
Barrel.
We talked about the hat.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yes,
yep.
I got my
epic hat. Oh yeah.
On.
Scott's wearing this Harris Angus hat.
Yep.
It is
yep.
the best hat.
It is. It's very
tan
nice.
And black, and it's got all the colors yeah. that anybody could love.
Yep.
Yeah.
It matches everything.
And Billy's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Makes it worth it.
Yeah, yes. absolutely.
It's hard to wear these cattle hats after you meet a lot of these people. It's like, yeah, this is difficult to put this one
I don't
on.
Have my house. I don't have my Hauschel hat on tonight, as you can tell.
Oh dear. Hi, Jake. Awesome. Hi, Cody.
Cody not even here to defend themselves. We love Cody.
All right, so this episode is something everyone's been waiting for quite a while
yes,
for. So
absolutely.
It's been taking us a while to put this together because we've been trying to make sure we put a really good plan together.
It's been
yep. This is the Sons of the Sire sale show, part two. And,
yes.
and this is the show where we're going to be able to kind of let you know what we need to do to get these bulls started and to get you involved in this sale here. I've never had so many people call in and want to be a part of something I've ever even worked on before in any job I've ever had. I can't believe the amount of people who wanted to be a part of this sale. It's yeah. really
It just shows
neat.
You the desire that there yeah. is for this kind of sale out there.
Yeah. yeah and
everybody's curious.
Yeah, and we were talking about in the prior segment that we lost that how...
okay. Dead duck. Let's let that...
How the semen industry is just drastically changing and the cattle industry is always evolving and there's so many things going on out there. And I think that one of the most important things we can do as a company is to showcase our sires and also to showcase our customers and allow them to have a platform to make the most money
yes,
they can
absolutely.
On our sires. It's kind of serving two needs. It serves our customers and our clients. And it's a big project that we're putting together. Yeah. I've never done a production sale before. This is another thing I've never done, so I'm new at this. And I'm trying to do a lot of learning. I've talked with a lot of people by listening to the show. I've called them and asked them about their sale. I had no idea how much it cost to do a sale.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because like, so my little private treaty thing I have going, I'm killing it.
just so stay in that lane.
Just so you all know. And I get that it can only take you so far.
Right.
But hey, for the private treaty crowd, man, we're killing it. Just
happy with the distance.
Yeah, we're killing it. So don't ever be mad at yourself if you have to do private
right.
treaty. Because the stuff, I had no idea that how much goes into these sales.
Yeah,
and
it's a ton.
It's a big, big project and fun, but big. So today we really want to talk to you about everyone's question is how do I get bull started and how do I get
how do we get in?
How do we
yeah,
get in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The very first thing to do. So starting today and ending September
1st.
Yep. So you got about 30 days here, 30 plus days. You can start submitting your bull. You're going to need to submit at info@sirebuyer.com. And what you need to submit to us is the sire of that bull and how many bulls you think you're going to have or what's your wish, okay? What we're going to do...
Yes, your wish. That's great.
We're going to take all these bulls and we're going to put them together. Scott and I will be in contact with you by September 9th.
Yep.
And we will let you know how we're going to be able to build the sale order of this sale.
Yep.
Now, the reason we're doing that is because we can't have, 15 Sitz Resilient Sons and 27 Gable Sons. And we want an equal sale
Election
here.
Process.
And we're going to want to go through a lot of this to see what we're dealing with. Because it's not our, we don't know what we're going to have. So we want to, it'll give you guys a month to decide, think about things, and then now listen to the rest of this show and you can see what you're going to get yourselves into about how, when you submit a bull. And I think we'll kind of walk you through that now. We'll do it really nice and slow because I know everyone's in their
yes.
machineries, their combine. I guess we're not harvesting yet. Well, by the time this airs...
No, we're going to...
I edit quick.
Okay, so...
You don't. I do.
We're probably baling hay and things like that right
there
now.
But, right.
So anyways, we'll go nice and slow so you guys can kind of keep up with the flow of how this is going to go for you to submit these animals.
Yep.
And I'll just kick it off with this. So this is the Sons of the Sire sale. It's March 15th, 2025.
That's right.
And to have a bull eligible, it must be a son of one of our sired catalog bulls.
Yep.
And we have a lot of them. So you can go through our Angus Sires section of the sirebuyer.com and you can look and see our lineup there. We want anything that we have a bull on. And I wanted to say this before you jump in, Mal, because I know I forgot this. We lost this first segment. I'm going to keep bringing
Oh, I know.
The whole time.
I am really proud of our lineup.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I told Scott this the other day on the phone, we have to have the best lineup every year.
Yeah.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you should have a company unless you're building that.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. Like, if you're a cement company, it's like you need to grab the best bulls across the country and showcase them to the country. And I have to say, the past 4 years, I thought we've done that. Yeah. And we've only been around for four years. I'm very proud of the bulls we have. We go on so many of these tours. I know you do too.
Mm-hmm.
All these calves are absolutely fantastic. We are the performance semen company.
For sure.
Our bulls are real world cattlemen bulls. We're not into the bougie stuff. We're not into the fake bid pricing. And we're not into all these other things going on out there. We're into quality cattle.
Yep.
And we're doing the best we can to find these bulls for you guys. And we want you to showcase these sons. We're going to be proud of these bulls. And we want to be a part of the experience with you. I know Scott has got a really good gift at feeding cattle. One of the first times I've met Scott was your crop of calves. And mm-hmm. I thought that was something, you know, of all the things that you do good, that's probably your best. But, you know, I thought you did a really good job backgrounding cattle.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Your shows are okay. Backgrounding cattle is you. Pretty good
Top
job.
Notch.
So I love that you're able to get back into that again.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did forever.
Yep. And so that's how I met you, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, your background in cattle at that time. So I always thought you're the best at that.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
What an awesome opportunity for you to do that again.
Absolutely.
And for me to see it again, I love watching people do good what they're good at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really excited about this. I encourage you guys, please submit bulls. You know, we want to meet more people. We want to help you guys. We want to, you know, support and build your program at home, and there's so much opportunity for you guys to bring your bulls here.
Now, when they submit them, we need photos and videos too.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Hey, you were going to say something before, Mal, were you?
I was going to say, so let's say to set someone up for the most successful selection process,
yeah.
you want them to submit anything that they think they might want to put on this sale. Anything. Just so it's, I wish I would have.
Yep.
You don't want any regret.
Yeah, so you got 30 days to speak up. I think we want 45 to 50 lots.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we sell every bull in the sale. And we have to consider the neighborhood of where the bull sale will be near Columbus, Nebraska. There's a lot of sales around here.
Yeah.
And we want to sell every bull and get the max we can get on each animal.
That's right.
And it's really important for us to not overdo it. I mean, if maybe one day the sale goes great. We're going to see how this goes. This is a learning experience for all of us.
Yeah.
You guys consigning and us doing this, and I think we just need to make sure that we have a healthy sale so we know what we're dealing with in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yep. You know, like I said, I've never even done a production sale. I have an hour from where these bulls are going to be fed. I mean, we need to learn in terms of selling them all. I do think we'll have a national sale right away, but at the same time, you still need the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
For sure.
So the very first thing, again, I'll go back to this, and we're going to have Scott go over dates. So everybody get ready to listen to this, but info@sirebuyer.com.
That's where you email.
Please submit your bulls. Let us know any information you have. Now, Scott did mention that he thinks it'd be good at that time to submit any cell phone pictures you have of the bulls to help us make some decisions here.
Yep.
I mean, if we get 150 bulls coming in, we're really going to have
to... Try to stand out.
Try to let us know what you have going on.
Yes.
If I know that you promote your cattle really good, it's going to help
you
be here because we need as much help as we can to get these bulls seen and sold, right? People do not buy anything they do not see.
Yes.
That's right.
And so I would send some registration numbers. We are going to require the bulls to be registered before they do get here. So it'd be good to register them as soon as you can.
Yeah.
You know, Scott will go over all this in a second, but I would send any cell phone pictures you have. We will, or you can get a hold of Scott, but Scott will still deter you to go to info@sirebuyer to submit. And
Correct.
Then we will be in touch with you by September 9th.
Yes.
So I would say by September 10th, you're going to know what you're dealing with here.
Yep.
If you're going to, you know, for the sale.
What got in and what didn't.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so Scott, why don't you talk to us about what happens after September 9th, and then we're going to go over this really slow.
Absolutely.
And kind of walk you through, you know, how this is going to work. And
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, after September 9th, by September 10th, everybody will know what bulls, we'll know what bulls are going to be in the sale. So we'll get a hold of everybody. We'll let you guys know what got in. The next step after that will be getting the bulls here. And we're going to let people know, Mike and I have talked about this a bunch, we're going to let people know that are in the same region, so that helps with delivery of the bulls getting here. You know, We're gonna let you guys know if there's a bunch of bulls, if there's some bulls coming from Texas or something like that, or Georgia or Indiana, wherever they are. If we can get you guys to
anything
coordinate,
to lighten the load,
yeah. So you guys don't all have to bring your bulls in separately. Hopefully, you guys can catch some rides, and we can. Mike and I will help with that. We'll let everybody know who's where and what. So that'll be the next thing. The delivery dates. We are gonna take yearlings and fall bulls. So on October 11th, we would like the yearlings, and then October 12th, we would like the fall bulls. That's just gonna help us out here.
Okay, I got that question right after that. What if they're on the same truck?
Yeah, we'll make that work. Yeah, okay. You know, I got lots of pen space there at my place. That's a great question. I appreciate Mike.
You didn't have that question last time.
Wow. Yep. So we will make that work. Oh, we just want to get these bulls introduced to each other as fast as possible because they are going to be the same pens. Like the yearlings will all be in the same pen and the falls will all be in the same pen. So we want to get these bulls introduced as quickly as possible and get that process all over and done with as quickly as possible. We do want a full vaccination program, so that'll be your 7 ways, your 5 ways. We want the pink eye shot done. We want foot rot done before they get here. Bulls need to be poured before they get here, and I would like your guys' records on that, you know, given to me on the day of arrival. So, you know, once again, just to go over it again, a full vaccination program, but we definitely want that done before those calves get here. The yearlings, we would prefer them to be weaned about 30 days before they get here. That's another reason we pushed the delivery date back into October. There's a little talk about maybe doing it in September, but I didn't feel like that gave you guys enough time to get them weaned. So, you know, just having them weaned for 30 days gets a lot of that stuff out of them, so we kind of know where they're at when they get here. Mm-hmm. So those would be the next most important dates is October 11th and 12th. Those would be the days we require to get the bulls in.
Okay, so now let's talk about to submit the bull, the cost of what we're dealing with here. So we broke this out into two areas. We have the feeding. So inside that feeding, we're dealing with the bedding, the semen check of the bulls, the clipping of the bulls, weighing the bulls, all those things. There's going to be all that will have a fee there. So to submit the bull, the day the bull arrives, this October
11th
and 12th.
Yep.
So they're going to have a $700 bill that's going to go into the
feed.
What we just talked about.
Yes.
The feed, the semen check, the shoot feed, the two clippings, all those things.
Yes.
Okay. And then about 30 days before the sale, we'll bill you again. Around the first of the year, we're going to send you another bill then for $700. This will go towards the marketing.
Yes.
So you're looking at about $1,400 to submit the bull here.
Yep.
Okay. And that includes all the feed, all the clipping, all the photography, all the sale catalog, all the mailers, all the mailing that we do, all the marketing, all the promo, all the herd report podcasts we'll be doing on the sale.
Yep.
The auctioneer, the ring men, all these things are included in the $1,400.
That's right.
So that really, to be honest with you, is pretty big, good deal. From what we math this out on, you got a lot more in ahead if you're going to do a sale at home than this.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot that we're comping here on our end of our marketing efforts, our podcasting that we're doing and all these things. And so basically to bring a bull here, you're looking at $1,400. You'll have a bull at $700 when he comes and a bill at $700. Did I say a bull?
Yeah.
What is this thing? A ginger bear thing?
No more of these.
Only ice.
I'm starting to talk like Joe Biden here. Okay, so anyways, you'll basically have a bill at $700 in October, and about the first of the year, you're going to have the second bill for $700. That second bill is when Mallory and I kick it in, okay?
Yep.
Because then we start the marketing efforts. The one thing I noticed on these sales, and I kind of just like, and I get it because it's like you have a family, it's tough, and you know you're doing your own hay, you're chopping your own silage, but I just thought that if from the outside that you could do so much more to promote a sale. Like we're doing 3 open houses here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if people get that. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Like we're going to do an open house on our first clipping, which sounds like it'll be in December. We're going to try to do a December Christmas party and the bulls will be viewable at that time.
Yep.
You'll be able to spend the whole day with us if you'd like. We'll probably all be there helping with photography and clipping.
Yep.
So, we're going to be doing a lot of videos for our social media. I'll be doing a lot of photography there. I take pictures of cattle too. And, you know, we're just just going to really promote these bulls.
Yep.
We're going to go all out.
Absolutely.
All out.
That's going to be my favorite part of this, is having those bulls there and being able to take videos of them every day, photos of them every day, you know, and do all that stuff and promote that on our platforms. I'm super excited for that.
We really are. I mean, this is something we've been really excited for years to do. I'm glad that we're able to just do it.
Right.
So, you know, that's what you're looking at there. So, you know, if you're like, well, how much is this going to be? You will never spend more than the $1,400 here for the bull to sell.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of, we are going to do the a little bit of the marketing stuff now.
Yeah, cool.
We are going to do this sonsofthesires.com.
That's awesome.
Now, is this getting, it's already bad. The sonsofthesires.com.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're going to create a URL for that. We already have it. Perfect. And then we're going to do some promo on there. You can see photography. You can see all the visuals of the bulls through there.
Yep.
We're going to try to do some really cool stuff with that. You know, we're going to do a really cool sire catalog. We have a great mailing list. We're going to do some really heavy email marketing on this sale. That's something that I just don't think the cattle industry utilizes enough. We have a massive database here at Sire Buyer. We're going to use the whole thing.
Yep.
And we're really going to push these cattle to them. We have a really cool visual of the sale. We've already built an amazing stage.
Yep.
We're going to have to get that kind of done. We put that out on Instagram.
Yep.
A little teaser. A teaser of the of a halfway done stage.
The semi's out of the
flatbed. The trailer is.
I got that out of the barn.
We're going to have flat screen TVs. I'm building these huge drop banners right now behind the stage.
It's really a labor of love.
Yeah.
Like, this is truly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be an awesome thing. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to meeting new people and just making friends and just having fun and everybody making money.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know?
100%.
And just, I think it's just huge. And one thing I think we might have said before, it's hard to remember if I said this, but the sires we're proud of, but I'm so excited to see, to promote these sons on a high level.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really excited to shop for some sire buyer bulls in this.
That be a lot of fun on this?
Yeah,
that
I'm really excited to see how that's going to work itself out. And I
can't wait to help these guys out.
I mean, it's like having everything
too.
You like in the same room.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be neat to see the bulls that get submitted. It's going to be a lot of fun to go through that process. I'm looking forward to that process a lot, just because I know as soon as we post this, it's going to start. Like boom. They're just going to start hitting the emails. I'm excited to see that stuff. I love looking at animals. I love looking at bulls. It's kind of what I do. It's kind of my thing. I kind of like talking about them.
Bathrooms and love liquids. That's the bathrooms and bulls.
Oh, bathrooms. Yeah, we talk about the bathroom. And Mike's office. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that a lot. I think that's going to be a super fun part of this, is going through these bulls and selecting them and helping these guys out and just having those bulls at the place, man, and getting to see, like Mallory said, like Mike said, getting to see those bulls develop. I'm super excited about that, man.
Me too. I can't wait. Scott and I only live about an hour apart, so it's really easy for me to run up there all the time now.
Yep.
Check out these cows with him and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think we take a little break.
Yep, you bet, man.
Are we going to listen to any special
music? We're just going to listen to some good beats.
Can't beat
some
that.
Good
man.
Instrumentals.
Love it.
Some magic.
I love it.
Music magic.
All right, guys. Enjoy the good beats, and we'll be right back on Sire Buyer Monthly. Don't go anywhere. Hello, everybody. It is Scott Beck, your host of Herd Report. We had an absolute tremendous season last year traveling the country and covering production sales, and it's looking to be like another tremendous season this year. So if you are wanting a podcast done on your sale, please get a hold of us now so we can book it and make sure it is on the schedule. This is the time to do it right now. Get ahead of the rush. You can email in to herdreport@gmail.com. You can call or text me at 402-649-2562, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well. It is going to be another tremendous sale season for Herd Report, and we would love to do a podcast on your sale. Contact us today. Welcome back to Sire Buyer Monthlies. I always wish people could hear or see the break sometimes. What we talk about, what we act like. The breaks are a big deal to us.
They're all we have.
Yeah. Get the weird out and then get back to normal.
We should actually record our breaks. We really zing each other.
The problem would be you couldn't air them.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I have that I haven't aired ever.
You know, we should, for charity, we should record these and release them all to charity.
charity.
Yeah. Auction them off.
It's the Scott Beck charity. Yeah, I love that. It's called blackmail. I have a lot on a lot of people.
Do you really? You keep them?
It's called hot mics.
Oh. Are we talking about me or your microphone?
No, not you. Definitely not you. we were talking about during the break. We're like, okay, we kind of covered. We thought like we covered a lot of the sale,
which we did pretty quickly.
Yeah, we were like, I think we're done,
right?
And I said, no, we're not.
So the second segment, we're just gonna sit here and make fun of each other,
but not me.
Right?
Now, we're gonna go over some of the fine details,
correct,
about some of this stuff. So you know, we talk about submitting the animals, and there's a couple things that we probably.
I think we should recap all that too.
Yeah, we're gonna go over it all again.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
Just like our very first segment we did. We gotta redo it. We're just gonna redo it. This is almost like it's our third first segment.
It's painful at this point.
It is.
So when you submit your animal, we're gonna have to do some things with your animals to make sure that our customers who buy these bulls are set up in the right way. One of those things is being parentage verified.
Yes.
So after you register your bull, you're probably gonna have to submit blood on your animal. Yep. We're gonna have to do parentage, and genomics, I think, do we leave it up to them?
Yeah, I think we decided we're going to leave it up to you. I'm going to encourage these guys to do it because...
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, and there's going to be... There's going to be a lot of national attention on this sale, and there's a lot of programs, and I've talked to these guys too. There's a lot of programs that won't buy bulls if they're not genomically tested.
Correct.
We're going to have some bulls in here that can go to AI stud, and I think it'll be important. If you guys think your bull's on that level, to go ahead and have them genomic. I just think it's going to help you in the end. It doesn't matter to me, but we are going to require the parentage verified. So you might as well just go ahead and do it anyway, because it's not that much of an extra cost if you do it at the same time. So it's up to them completely, but we are requiring the parentage verified. However, if you don't want to genomics them, that's fine. But I would encourage it.
This is upon submission, correct? Not upon selection. This is upon submission.
So, but the only, in defense of those people, sometimes DNA takes such a long time.
Right.
So I mean, as long as you get it done.
Yeah, as long as you get it done before the sale, before like January. I think January would be a great date.
A great cutoff. Yeah,
because then we can get it all in the catalog. So
some guys might actually ask us to do the blood sample for them when they're here. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you handle that?
I would do it. That's okay. Fine. We will run them through. We can handle that. It's not that big.
Okay.
We can do it. Because we're going to be running.
I can hold a gate.
We do recommend you do it at home.
Yeah, but first, we are going to be running them through the chutes in December to clip them and stuff. Yeah. So that's
we're going to clip the bulls twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So the first time will be before Christmas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try to do some really cool video photos just even at that time, especially on the fall aged bulls.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think we're going to go into when's the next clipping going to be? So probably January, February?
Yeah, it'll be probably February.
We're going to do an open house around then, and we'll do another picture day.
Yep, that's right.
So we probably will break two picture days up.
Yep.
And so we'll probably have another open house that day. If anybody wants to come, they can.
Absolutely.
And we'll have all of our squad and friends there.
Yep.
We could just have a big birthday party on February 28th for somebody special.
There you go.
That's when we should do it.
That's right. That'd be perfect. That'd be great. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, so that's kind of the plan there. I think that's important. If you guys just think about that. If you want to genomic them, I think it'd be great to do it before they got here, but they do have to be registered before they get here. That's the one thing that and the vaccination program that we talked about.
Just for marketing.
For 30 days.
For marketing purposes, once they get here, we kind of want to get going right away.
Right.
I want to start marketing this thing in October. Okay, so I need reg numbers. I need to know who these bulls are.
Right.
Also, you know, you can name these bulls anything you want before when you register them. I mean, if you want to name your bull, you know, ABC Dynamo, then name them ABC Dynamo when you bring them here. If you want to give them those names right away, go for it.
ABC.
If you want to name them after our bulls, go for it. There's no rules on that. Have fun.
That's right.
You know, have fun. And, you know, to be honest, your bull will really stick out if you can give him a great name.
Yeah.
You know, when we're marketing them and it's like, you know, ABC Dynamo, I mean, that's pretty easy to remember.
ABCD.
Rather than, you know, ABC Gable. You know, so I mean, if you wanted to do any creativity on that, you know how I love that. If you can give me a good, you know, heroic That's name, right. cinematic name, I'll have fun with that for you.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this on the last podcast when Matt was here. You know, when you guys submit these bulls, go ahead and start taking pictures of them now. I mean, get on it now. If you think those are going to be bulls that you think that you're even thinking about considering to submit to this, go ahead and take pictures of them in the pasture now. Get pictures of their mother. Get pictures of their grandmother. Sure. If you got them there, all that stuff helps, and submit that too.
So one of the most exciting things about the sale we haven't gotten to yet, which is probably one of the most important things of the sale, of why we wanted to do this, is to promote our bulls. And we are really excited to say on the sale that we're going to be auctioning off leases on our actual sire bulls.
This is exciting.
And we're going to be auctioning off the real bulls of our sire catalog bulls. So we're going to be offering those three segments to the sale. We're going to have yearling bulls.
Fall bulls.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And then we're going to have bulls we're going to be auctioning leases off on in our sire lineup. Like maybe Rise and Shine will be in there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have, who else do you think?
Cherokee.
Drag Iron.
Plainsman.
Plainsman. I mean, we might have a double wide. He might actually sell the bull in the sale.
Right.
And we're going to be working with a lot of our owners to make some decisions on how to handle that. But we are planning on auctioning off bulls of the real deal bulls.
As well.
And we are planning on auctioning off leases on these bulls. And every ownership will have a different time zone for the lease.
Yeah.
Some people will have a fall lease as the only option on the bull. Some people, they'll give us dates, and we'll work with you on the insurance of all that within the sale. It'll be kind of noted. Custom. Every bull will have an individual different term.
That's right.
And as long as you understand the term in the catalog, you'll be able to just differentiate if that bull would fit for you in your program at home. So they'll all be different on leases. So, if you want Rise and Shine, you might only be able to get him for fall breeding if he's even in there.
Right.
We'll have to talk to these guys to see what they want to do, but I think it'd be really fun to be able to put some of those bulls in there that.
Can you imagine that?
It'd be amazing.
It just gives me a smile on my face thinking about the possibilities. Yeah. We don't know for sure which bulls are going to be in there yet, but there's some ideas.
We have some ideas.
And if those bulls come through,
And we really want to get some of these bulls on display, even for some of the open houses.
Right.
If we're able to get like Plainsman there, just so you guys can. Scott's place is amazing out there. He has huge pens. It's like Jurassic Park out there fencing. We don't ever have to worry about him getting out.
No, that you will not have to worry about that at all.
I think it's impossible.
Don't say that too loud.
Just shut the gates.
But we're hoping to have a lot of these really cool bulls on tour for you guys when you come out. We'll try to work with all of our squad here to try to get some of that organized. It'd be really neat. Scott and I own Davy Jones. And
that's right.
We've talked. I think we're might going to have Kate Roberts maybe refoto him in November.
Yep, that's right.
And then I think we're either talking about doing a lease or selling him in there.
Yep.
So it'll be really interesting
know that.
Well, we don't. Maybe none of it will happen.
But
it's fun.
Keeping everybody on their toes, I see.
Yeah, I mean, you can decide to do a lot of really cool things. So, if you're listening to this, you're going to have the same window there. So I would say by September 9th, we really need to know a number. We'll reach out to all of our bull owners and tell them that we kind of need to know by then.
Yeah, you kind of got 30 days here, 40 days to figure that out, everybody.
We'll reach out to everybody and let them know.
Yeah, we're going to have mass email there. That'd be a good idea.
We have just a sire list of all our clients.
Nice.
700 of them.
That's crazy.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? Out of like 300 bulls, 700 owners.
Oof,
so how many does that average out to be? So one and a half, two?
Two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
Two and a half.
That's about right if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about every one of our bulls, two to three.
The two of you and half me.
I think that's one of the things like coming in this industry sometimes, like I kind of always thought every bull is just owned by one guy. There's so many bulls that are owned by more than
all switched ownership.
Oh yeah, that happens like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And we're giving them an opportunity and this way we're kind of giving the public an opportunity for that to bid on your bulls that way a little bit more, because a lot of times it's just that's just stuff that happens privately.
I would buy, because like I have cattle, right? I would buy a lease on a bull in this thing tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
I would be all over that.
Yeah,
I would love to have one of those bulls here. As long as I knew he was insured, and if lightning hit and you weren't mad at me, I'm buying him. I feel fine. It makes me feel safe. I will lease him and throw him here. I would be happy.
We leased out Davy Jones this year.
Yeah.
To house.
Yeah, we still light candles every day that he's safe.
I was out there touring with Cody, and he goes, yeah, Dad was just panicking the other night. The big lightning storm came down. He could see one hit, and he goes, you got to go see if Davy's okay. Go check. Tom's yelling at Cody, go check on Davy. Davey.
He loves
that bull. Yeah,
you know, Tom Houshel has got an extremely good radio voice. I don't know if I would still be in my music days heavy, I would totally get him an agent.
Yeah, he needs.
He'd make a ton of money.
Ton of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would be awesome. No, I'm really excited about that part of the sale. I'm glad we talked about it. We should probably talk about the commission next.
Oh yeah, this is the other thing that we. Yep. Go ahead, Scott. Yep. You take it.
Yeah. So it's going to be. Like we talked about the cost of what it's going to be to have your bull in the sale, and then when the bull sells, that's going to be a 5% commission, and then on anything over 10,000, it's going to be 10%. Mm-hmm. Is how we've decided to do this. The 5% is going to cover the marketing. I feel like we're going to do so much here. It's not even going to be really a thing. It's going to pay for itself very easily.
Quickly, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We already do the 5% on the online auction area.
Yeah, that's
you know
right.
I mean, right. and just the platform itself and to use the facilities and all those things. Right. So we'll have to have a 5% fee.
Yep.
So it's not uncommon.
No, not at all.
It's very common. And the other thing would be, the 10% would kick in if it brings 10,000 or more. And that goes for the sire catalogs, the yearling bulls, and the lease bulls.
Yep. Yeah.
And, I think that pretty much should give you a good idea of what you're going to be looking at while you're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
How we would handle a no-sell bull, I mean, do we address that on this?
The no-sale is the no-sale. I mean, there's no commission. You have the cost of everything up there already.
And then you have your bull. You can get front,
and then you have
so
your bull.
If I have a bull and I'm like, I will not sell him unless he brings 10 grand and he brings 9,900, how are we handling those guys? Here's what I'm going to tell you, because this is what I do on the online auction area. We will let you reserve your bull if you don't think he brings enough and you want to bring him home.
Yep.
But if he brings a price anywhere upwards between the sale average and you don't let that bull go, you probably might be getting a 5% fee on you just so we can recuperate the money that we put into your bull for marketing him and your company and your brand and your Angus outfit. So I do think we probably will be doing that. And
for sure.
If he brings over 10,000, we probably would recoup that too. We'll also tell you, we really don't want your bull here unless you want to let him go.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
right.
And that goes for us with Davy Jones. I mean, it's just like, okay, well, we don't want to lease Davy Jones unless he brings $5,000. Well, don't bring him here.
Right.
Like, because if somebody gets him for three, I want you to be grateful and let him go.
Yeah.
You know? Correct. So, you know, that goes for you, Scott. Like, so if we make their Davy Jones decision.
Well, that's fine. You just don't get your half. That's fine with me. I don't care.
But I don't bring your animal here unless you want somebody to own them.
Yeah. I say that on every sale, you know. Yes. Whenever I've sold horses or cattle anywhere, I mean, that's always my mindset when I go in there. I mean, they're here to sell, and the public is going to give me their honest opinion on what it's worth that day. I mean, that's just kind of how you got to roll. When you're in a sale, you kind of just got to have that mentality.
Hey, the one thing I'm most excited to talk, we're going to be doing blue tags on these bulls.
Yeah, I love that, man.
We're going to be doing blue tags.
I'm excited to see the
sire
color.
Sire by blue.
SB.
The sire by blue. So it's going to be a little darker blue then.
Well, I don't know. We're going to dye the tags.
Okay.
We're going to got to do our hex code.
Very cool.
Ooh. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. And we are going to re-tag the bulls when they get here talked about that.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and run them through the chute, re-tag them right away. We're going to put
we're not going to do what Stud does and put 19 holes in your
bull's
ear.
And I will use the same hole that's there.
Yeah, we're going to use the same hole that's there, cut it out, put a nice one in there.
Yes.
We'll write it up. And then, so how are we going to decide the lots?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that a whole lot.
It's just like the sire directory. It's the naughty or nice list.
Oh, naughty or nice.
I have a feeling
Davy Jones will be the very last bull in the lease section. It'll be lot 92. By the time I'm done with Scott, that bull's going to be the very back.
Anchor. By the time I'm done with you, I think.
So what I think we're going to do is we're probably just going to do sire groups, I think.
I think that'd be the easiest.
Yeah, so when we were kind of guessing the catalog the other day, like if you got four of these, four of those, we might alphabetize the bulls the whole way through.
Oh. Yep.
So like, you know.
No, it's not necessarily lot order, it's not necessarily lot number that matters. It's sale order that matters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Matt Lowry's job.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Passing the buck.
All love to hate Matt. So this is a great opportunity for you.
Opportunity.
So now you even have another reason to hate Lowry.
He already said he loves it, though. He said, I won't do it. Matt said, I won't do it unless people don't know that I'm doing it. So we just won't tell anybody that it's Matt doing it.
Oh, that's right. Secretly, Matt's not doing
it. Don't tell Matt you know.
And here's the other thing. Jack and Matt were not here tonight. They were supposed to be here, but we've been so behind on stuff because we're so busy right now getting ready to gear up for fall.
The weather's been too good.
We had to get it done, so we just said we're just going to forget them.
Yeah.
For one night. It feels good.
Pour some out for Billy.
Well, I miss Jack. I like Jack.
We do love Jack.
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
I had a great conversation with Jack today.
Good. I'm excited for his future, too. Yeah, he's gonna get going in this deal, too. I'm excited for what's coming with Jack. Yeah, I think he's going to be a lot of fun, man. I think we can take another little quick break. You want to hit a third segment real quick?
Yep.
Okay. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. We got a little bit more to talk about. We'll be right back on Good Beats again, right?
Good Beats.
Good Beats, goodbye.
We're going to listen to Good Beats.
Beats make good money.
Good Beats.
Just so you know, if you're ever looking to make some extra cash, you just got to make some beats on a keyboard.
All right, we're going
to
take a real quick insane profit break, right?
Insane profit. Who said that? Rush?
The winds are whispering a name and tears fall from the sky. The devil's on my shoulders singing haunted lullabies. I walk along the road, reveals a story full of pain. I wish I'd never come to be so buried by the days. Now it's a slow farewell. My love, I sing to you. This lonely road runs straight to hell. Cause it's a slow farewell. My love, I sing to you. This lonely road runs straight to hell.
If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Sea of Mud Apparel Company is a firefighter-owned and operated apparel company from the same place as the world-famous Tri-Tip, the central coast of California. Sea of Mud is blue-collar and rural America personified. Their apparel is comfortable, durable, and most importantly, promotes the values of the America's small towns and agricultural communities. Talk less and say more with Sea of Mud Apparel. Use code HERD for 20%. Off on all Sea of Mud apparel at seaofmud.com. Reproductive Services in Benton, Nebraska is a satellite center for Vitelli. I have been taking my cows there exclusively for the last few years, and they do an incredible job at Reproductive Services. Brent Nisley and Squire Johnson are two guys that absolutely care about your cattle and the results that you get when you use their services. I am a big believer in IVF flushing your cows, and I have had tremendous results when I have used Vitelli and Reproductive Services together. I do not have to give my cows any shots, and I can haul them in the day of the appointment and haul them back home. It is a very low stress environment at Reproductive Services, and tell you what, guys, I absolutely love that. They handle my cattle with care each and every single time I take them there. I highly recommend Reproductive Services in Benton, Nebraska. Give them a call at 402-440-0430. If you want results from your IVF flushing, use Reproductive Services.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Sire Buyer Monthly. Once again, an eventful break, I would say.
Oh, that was the most eventful one we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's just...
Scott and I are back on speaking terms.
Oh, that's... Yeah, well, for now. During the segments, anyway.
This is fun.
This is going to get good.
This is a good time.
This is fun. So, okay.
Sons of the Sires, baby.
Sons of the Sires are still on that. Now, there's going to be a... Personally, I like my name, but you guys aren't going to pick it because you don't ever pick anything that I say for names. But
okay.
Well, Mallory doesn't know this, but we had Logan. So Logan Ashcraft will be on our next podcast that we've already recorded because we did record one in June.
Uh-huh.
But we were going to hopefully get this one done. We didn't. It's done now. So we're going to put this one out first, and then Logan Ashcraft will be on the next podcast. Tell everybody what Logan's doing.
Okay. So Logan's taking over our auction area at Sire Buyer.
Logan.
Logan's amazing. He's from Texas. Awesome. Is the only downfall. His email is hook'em.
Oh, yeah.
He's like something Texas. At Gmail.
Texas.
Yeah.
University,
I mean, that
man,
they ruined
tough.
My Big 12.
Yeah,
like, I
did.
Can't move on.
And well, I mean, at least now they're going to go ruin the SEC. So that's good.
To make up for it, he has a wonderful wife named Natalie. Yeah. So,
I appreciate what they're about.
Amazing
to do.
People. So
I appreciate
so
that.
So Logan came up here and we recorded a show for his one of his first adventures at the auction area, which is going to be, by popular demand, the ladies of the sire sale.
Yeah.
We are going to do an online sale there with Logan this first year. We're going to see how it goes. We might evolve to the sale with Scott. We'll see how Scott does this first year and if he wants more responsibilities or not.
I don't think Scott wants any more responsibility. Maybe I'm just stepping on his.
We'll see how this first sale goes. Then he'll be able to understand. But in the meantime, we're going to do one online. So
yeah, it's awesome.
We're going to talk all about this show in a few weeks. We'll probably put this next one out, and I'll save it for the show so you can listen to that show. But
it's a good precursor.
You'll be able to consign your animals and keep them at home this time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And you won't have any cost to submit the animal other than a fee through the sale. Yep. Well, I shouldn't even say that. I don't know if there is going to be anything for that or not, but we'll worry about that later. But anyways, we're really excited for that. So we are going to do a female show. But this is what's cool about the Ladies of the Sires.
I like my name better.
What was your name, Scott?
Sons of the Sire.
No, Sisters of the Sons.
Oh.
But they're not all Sisters of the Sons.
Yes, they are.
How not?
How aren't they? They're all Sisters of the Sons because the sons have to be sons of the sires.
Right.
So these are still daughters of all the sires, so they're still Sisters of the Sons.
I didn't know this.
I think it sounds like too confusing.
I don't.
It sounds inbred right away.
No, I think it's way
Sisters
better.
Of the Sons. Sounds like something from
they're
Alabama.
Sisters of the Sons.
But they're Sisters of the Sons.
That's perfect. But anyway.
Daughters of the wives.
Like I said, you wouldn't like it. You didn't like it.
Yeah. You just don't got it.
Yeah.
It's
way better.
Okay,
hey, let's have a vote. Everybody.
I'm not voting.
Email in if you like Sisters of the Sons better, or what was yours?
Ladies of the Sires.
Ladies of the Sires.
So classy. Just so clean.
Let us know what you think.
You just like the way an L would probably look.
That's exactly
graphically.
Right.
Yeah. I knew
so,
it.
So here's what's cool about this.
Let everybody
check
know
this
that my name's
out. This
better.
Is how epic Logan and I are on this plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now on the Ladies of the Sires, you're able to submit a yearling heifer, fall or spring.
Mm-hmm.
You're also able to submit a bred heifer.
Correct.
She could either be sired by one of our bulls or be pregnant by one of our bulls.
I love that.
And then you're able to submit a cow the same way.
Yeah, that's cool.
A bred cow can either be sold by bred to one of our sires or sired by one of our sires.
Mm-hmm.
And a cow-calf pair is the same way.
That's very cool.
So there'll be four sections to the sale. There'll be the yearling heifers, the bred cows, and the pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to do the same thing. But this is different. To submit that, you'll have to go to auctions@sirebuyer.com to submit that one.
Perfect.
And we're redoing the auction site. We're going to probably do four versions of it before it's done, just so we can kind of keep the flow, because we're going to try to get multiple sales ending every week.
Mm-hmm.
So the site just isn't cohesive for that for me. I'm over it. Just like if you work with me, I'm done with stuff after six. I hate it. Everything's ugly in a month. I don't like it anymore. I want something new. New. That's just the way I am. It can be better. It's like Scott. He could be better, don't you think?
Gosh.
I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's just so much work to do here. Look at this guy. He's just a project. Fixing Scott.
Mm.
I'm writing a book right now.
Oh, really?
No, I could use some quotes from you.
People like me.
It's true.
People like me.
It's people do. They
okay,
like
so
me.
Anyways.
People do like him.
The auctions@sirebuyer.com is going to be where you submit for those. So we're going to learn more about that sale. I don't want to rob this show for that, but we have so many fun projects coming up.
Yep.
You know, I actually might submit a couple heifers in that sale. And Scott, you could too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, yours will be too young.
Are we going to let us? Because in the bull sale, we decided we can't put ours in the sale.
I think on the online auction thing, it might be different just because we're not feeding it and
that's
everything.
True.
It's hard to market against each other. You know, I'm still not opposed for us putting in bulls if we don't get enough. You know, so we'll have to see, you know, how many people submit.
What about like pregnant recepts? Are you guys going to take those on that sale?
Well, let's ask Logan. I have Logan's kind of in charge of it. I mean, sounds like an awesome
plan
to me.
You relinquished a lot of control for the type of personality you are. Do you realize that?
I push a lot of control?
No, you relinquished a lot of control.
Oh, no.
You just said, we'll have to ask Logan.
No.
And I'm like,
he doesn't mean it. No. I love Mike, but he sure doesn't mean it.
Yes, I do.
I want you to be your boss. I want want you to do this. Okay, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Those all suck. We're going to do it. This, this, and this.
Oh, Logan.
Well, Logan doesn't have that problem. It's just you.
No, no. I've talked to you about Logan.
I wish Logan was here. Yeah,
I'm like, okay, I mean, I think now would be a good time to talk about the rules. the auction site. What a win-win.
Ooh, we love Logan.
Yeah, so we're in the hole on the auction site, so that's why.
We're going to bounce back. It's going to bounce back.
Bounce where we will rebuild. Okay, so what's one of the goals you have for the Sons of the Sire sale?
Oh, my biggest goal. Oh, you know, we didn't even talk about one of the funnest things we're going to do, but I'll talk about this too. One of my biggest goals of the sale is just to get a lot of these programs that are going to be bringing bulls here that have never had a sale. I'm really excited for those guys to be part of this. People that haven't ever put on their own sale, because this is a great this is going to be a great introductory to having your own sale. You're going to learn everything. We're going to let you in on absolutely everything we do. And to let those guys kind of see, have an introductory into putting on a sale. That's one of my favorite things that's going to happen here. That's one of my goals, is to be able to help those guys promote their programs and get their names out that don't necessarily have the big name. That's my biggest goal.
Yeah. I think my biggest goal would probably just be, you know, maybe Scott and I making it to March 26th of 2000.
March 16th. Sales March 15th. He doesn't even know when the sale is.
After the sale. He wants to be friends.
I hope we make it. That's the biggest challenge of this whole thing is stability.
It's a lofty goal.
I love meeting people. Yeah. I think this is something where I'll meet a whole bunch of new people.
I love meeting people.
Mm-hmm. And I love watching people succeed, and I love helping people succeed. Yeah, I wanted somebody to bring me a bull and say, like, my dream is to make 4,500 and I want him to make 18,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I work.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and I get, like, joy out of that.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just excited to introduce those people to the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just promote, and they're believing in our bulls and they're seeing the cattle the way we do. And I want to help them win.
Yeah.
You know, I want people to win with us and help us grow and, you know, sustain the cattle industry with these cattle. I mean, we have to keep the family farms alive.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, the other thing, too, even though there's a lot of big production guys who want to add bulls here, we can't survive, like on the Sire Bar classifieds, how many embryos we sell to guys who have 20 or less head.
Mm-hmm.
We need them.
Yeah, big time.
And if they can't get a bull to bring 5,000-6,000 at home, we can help them with that.
Yeah.
And I think those things are needed. Like, I just can't believe how many, well, the corporations of the cattle industry have all been taken over by globalism. They're all owned by global conglomerates now, but they don't care to help anybody anymore.
No, they don't.
It's like, how is nobody doing this yet?
Yeah, I know.
It's just unbelievable, but no one cares to help customers.
Not at all. They're just helping in it to help themselves.
Well, it's not family owned anymore.
That's right.
You know, it's not owned by the people. It's owned by guys who have tuxedos and live in Dubai.
Yeah. Like, and they don't even know that they own it.
Yeah. Right. And the guys who work for these companies don't care. They go home by 5.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them. Yeah.
So when's the last time we've went home at 5? I mean, these are 18-hour days.
Yeah, crazy long days. The thing that we didn't even talk about that I'm excited about to have at the open houses and at the sale is the little trade show we're going to do for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to open up a trade show area so everybody can focus on their cattle, to show us their herds, bring clothes, bring everything, bring TVs.
Merch, hats.
Yep.
Anything you want
to
bring.
Yep, merchant hats and stuff. And we're going to have you guys be able to set up areas in the sale facility to promote your operations.
Yeah, all the consigners are open to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, hopefully I think it would be great if we put somebody in there who kind of did a tour before the sale and just kind of walked everybody to the booth, and then they could be there at that time to talk about their program.
Be awesome.
Maybe put them on the microphone on the stage. We built this epic stage. I don't even know if that made since we lost the first show cut. We did.
Yeah, I don't think
we
it did.
We built an amazing stage.
Yes.
We put a release of it on.
Teaser.
Yeah, and I'm building these huge drop banners behind the stage.
It's going to be sick.
It's going to be sick.
I think we're going to talk about that too. I think we're definitely going to do podcast for the sale. We're going to do more than one probably.
For sure. You probably have to.
You know, on the Spotlight series. And the way I want to do it is we talked about it on the last podcast, the last Sire Bar Monthly, is doing it live. in December at the open house.
Yep.
In the at the first open house. So I'd like to kind of stick with
the only thing that concerns me about it is that stage is really big.
Yeah, we're going to have cameras set up in the right spots.
We're going to, I don't know if we have scaffoldings to be able to bring there. We might have to just
figure out
a different area.
It's really neat.
Maybe the stage is epic.
Yeah, the stage is absolutely epic.
So we're going to, that's the thing, we're going to go all out. We might even lay some turf down in there.
Ooh,
we're
going to
do some catering.
Yep.
We're going to have banners all over on our bowls. We'll have tons of clothes, tons of merchandise. I think I'm going to make some Sons of the Sires t-shirts once I kind of get that logo looking the way I want it to.
Yep.
You know, we're just going to have tons of fun, and I just encourage you guys all to try to be a part of what we're doing. You know, like I said, like Sire Buyer is built for everybody listening to this at home. It's built for you to be successful.
That's
it's
right.
built for you to make money on the bulls you purchase or breed or create.
And the sale's just another way to do that.
The sale's another way for you to guys keep using our platform to make money and get paid. And you know what? It's our first tagline we had for Sire Buyer was a place to buy and sell breeding genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And our phase two slogan was connecting cattlemen.
Yep.
And you know, I think we're still on that right now, as we're doing everything we can to connect cattlemen just through these podcasts. You know, everything like that is bringing you guys all together to network and build and grow.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I agree. Yeah. You said catering before, and I just want to drop a line for the gal that we're going to have come and cater. Vine Street Cafe out of Silver Creek, right there in my hometown.
Yep.
Great young lady and her boyfriend, Katie. They're going to do the catering there, Vine Street Cafe. If you guys are ever in Silver Creek, it's right there on Main Street. Go to the cafe. It's wonderful food. They do a great job. So I'm excited for them to be part of this as well.
So what are they going to make? What's on the menu?
Well, on the menu is...
I think it'll change
sushi.
The open house.
Yeah, we're going to do surf and turf, right?
Is that what you're saying?
You know, it's going to change a little bit. The open houses are going to be different than the main course on the day of the sale. So we're kind of going to see. As it gets closer, we'll have a better idea. But she owns a food truck, so she wants to bring food truck. So they do a lot of stuff in there.
A little interesting tidbit about the cafe. Scott's grandmother.
That's true, yeah.
The Vine Street Cafe. It's on Vine Street in Silver Creek.
Yep. Used to be Vera's. My grandma owned it back in the day.
Yes.
Yep. So it's pretty cool to see that happen too. So, but I'm excited for this sale. A lot of cool things are going to come about this. Just introducing everybody to everybody, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. Like Mike said, meeting everybody is going to be an absolute blast. So, you know, we're doing this for you guys. I mean, we're doing it for us too. Don't get us wrong, but this is a big way to get your brand known, to get your cattle known, just to get your program known. I'm excited to start seeing these submissions come in. As I know the minute we drop this, man, it is going to be full bore.
Okay, so let's not forget. I can't remember what we said the first time, but I did want to go over this. SonsOfTheSires.com will hopefully be going in the next 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to do some promo on the bulls there, and then we'll start publishing some of that there. So you'll be able to start visiting that site now. I thought it'd be really cool to set up cams out in the bullpens for Scott, too, if you ever wanted to do live feeds.
Yep.
So you guys could go on there and see your bulls just walking around in the lots.
I love that.
24/7. Yep. That'd be amazing.
24/7.
I think that'd be great. Yeah, just a live feed going on.
Just a live feed going on.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's really easy to do.
Yeah, I think it'd be sweet.
I have one set up on my mom and dad. I can walk you through it. It's pretty easy. So,
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
The next thing, we're going to do tons of email marketing on this. Yeah. We're going to do, I think,
social marketing.
We're
going to
have a really elite, epic catalog. We're going to do a lot of email marketing on this sale. This company, HerdPost, is going to take that over for us. We'll learn more about them, hopefully, by the time the sale hits. We're going to try to get a lot of Sire Buyer TV developed at this time to do a lot of promo on these bulls and do a lot of video promotion.
Love it. It's going to be a blast.
We're going to do some graphics, t-shirts. We'll do tons of social media. You know, we're going to really go all out on this for you guys to promote your cattle. And, you know, I'm really excited for this. I think this is going to be amazing. And, you know, just say a prayer for us so we can get most of this done. But I think we can fit it in. We have tight schedules. Yep. That's what I think we're all worried about here is the time.
Yeah.
And I know that it's pretty easy to feed the bulls, but the pulling off these sales are so much to them, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you think about it and it's like, well, it's July.
Yep.
Well, March is so far away. Not really.
Yep. Yeah.
Not really.
It starts way before that. Crazy.
I'm really excited to see Scott's craft of feeding cattle is his big passion, and he was so good at that, and he hasn't been able to do that in a long time.
Yep, it's going to be
and
a lot of fun.
I am really excited to see him flourish with this, and I know your cattle will be in really good hands with him. He's a pro when it comes to this.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Thanks for the time tonight. Thanks to everybody for listening to Sire Buyer Monthly, and until next time, everybody have a great rest of your day. That will do it for this episode of Sire Buyer Monthly. Thank you to everybody that listened. And of course, thank you to Sire Buyer Mike and my beautiful, talented wife, Mallory Beck. Man, we had a great time here today, of course, at none other than Cork and Barrel here in Columbus, Nebraska. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you still have questions about the Sons of the Sire sale, email in to info@sirebuyer.com or you can call me at 402-649-2562. Guys, I'm super excited about the sale. I can't wait to start getting submissions, and I can't wait to get the bulls here and start feeding them and getting them ready for the Sons of the Sires, March 15th, 2025. It's gonna be epic. Thanks again to everybody that listened today, and until next time, have a great rest of your week.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb 'cause you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hair of your own too. Living in your big glass house with the view, I thought you knew some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like you ain't helped me pull that bottle off the shelf. Been deep in every weekend, if you couldn't tell. They say teamwork makes a dream work. Hell, I had some help. It takes two to break a heart into. Baby, you blame me, and baby, I blame you. Oh, if that ain't the truth. I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like you ain't helped me pull that bottle off the shelf. Be deep in every weekend, if you couldn't tell. They say teamwork makes a dream work. Hell, I